Are All Aliens podcast.
I tell you, it would be an amazing thing, wouldn't it, to capture this stuff on camera?
All you have to do is sit and meditate and just ask the beings to come and then have a party.
I know all about that. I've been told that, I was talking to a lady the other day and she said she sings songs to bring down alien ships.
Does it work?
And I have to be open-minded and I have to be gracious.
Well, have you seen that documentary, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind? I think I talked about it on this podcast, actually. And there were groups, they went out into the desert and they were meditating together and they were meditative groups and coming in peace and giving love. And there's actually photos of them as they were meditating and you could see these energy arrows coming out of their heart center in the photos. And, extraterrestrial beings would appear or ships would appear or lights would appear or images. Yeah.
Just the thought, right? And the I can't even say it, an extraterrestrial ship.
I couldn't say it either.
No, I really stumbled on that one, didn't I? I'd much rather say an alien ship, but no, an extraterrestrial ship.
Oh, you could say alien, sorry. Maybe that's why I couldn't say it. Would you rather say alien?
I would rather say alien. Well, yeah. It's probably all I can say.
An alien ship, yeah, okay.
An alien ship, right?
Yeah.
And you think they could be 1,000 years ahead of us technology-wise.
Right.
They could be 1,000,000 years ahead of us technology-wise. They could be so far advanced that we don't even understand how they do the things that they do because we're Stone Age men compared to them. Right. So the fact that they want to interact with us is a little bit of a mystery to me. Because
why? It's like you said, there's tourism. Why would we... Okay, I'm not saying that animals aren't as developed and evolved as we are, because of course they are, but why do we have a pet hamster or a fish? You know, why do we want to interact with a fish in a fishbowl and feed the fish?
What, you have a pet fish?
No, but I'm just saying maybe we're like pet fish for the aliens.
I thought this is a bit of self-disclosure coming up here.
No, I think, like when I was young and I would go to a carnival and you could like win a goldfish, I would have a goldfish and it would end up dying in a week because I overfed it because I was interacting with the fish and I wanted to interact more, but maybe we're like the fish.
But the fish would forget that you even won it. A second later, it'd be gone.
Okay, so it's not a fish. If you have a pet lizard, maybe we're the pet lizard for the aliens. Extraterrestrials.
But why have a pet anything?
I don't know. Why are you asking me? I asked the aliens. We're kind of, you know what I mean?
Why do we go to fun fairs to win goldfish? The world is full of questions, isn't it?
It's so full of questions. But my point is just that fascination, interaction, interest, intrigue, connection. We all seek connection. There is
something that says we should all be goldfish because we forget everything, wouldn't we, as we went around.
That's me, by the way. That's me.
It'd be gone.
I have no memory. And people always say, oh, I'm so sorry. And I say, it's the greatest. I have no problems with anything. I don't hold on to anything. I don't remember. I don't remember. I'm very much present. I don't live in the past. If anything, I live in the future.
It's a blessing. It's a real blessing.
I don't live in the past, but
I love it.
But connection, that's the answer. The aliens, like you said, the thing that drives source is curiosity. All beings are curious. And I've landed on it. I got there, everyone. The aliens are curious and they see connection. Connection is love. Disconnection is fear. They're evolved. They want connection and they're curious. They're curious about us little primitive humans.
Very likely, and the likelihood is that they've actually gone through the same evolution as we've going through right now, and some of them want to help us, some of them don't.
Do you think there's some that want to help us and some that are not interested in...
I just see alien life is infinite. There's so much alien.
So it's a mixed
life
bag. It's not like one. It's not like they're so evolved. They are already living harmoniously and it's all hand-holding and beauty and they just want to love on us.
No, the whole thing about the universe is it's balance.
I know that. As I was saying it too, I was like, okay, well, if they really thought that, then they wouldn't be in existence. They'd be consciousness again. So of course.
Absolutely. And if you access your memories through calmness, you'll probably find those alien life forms that you've actually been and understand them from that level of being a part of that consciousness. Now, that's quite key, because if we can understand something from a level of being joined in the consciousness, then we wouldn't ask questions. We would just go, I know. When we look at our lives 1 million years from now, we'll know we let the world out.